This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. The sold out Alice in Winterland. December 13th, Paramount Theater in Oakland. One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison. Tickets sold out. You can't get them anymore unless you win them here from us right now. Throughout the day, of course. Here we go. You can win a pair right now, and then you're in the running for front row tickets and a meet and greet with One Republic. Text us this code word, FRONT, F-R-O-N-T. Take the word FRONT, text it to our contest line 20357 for your chance to win front row tickets for the show. This hour's code word is FRONT. We would love to see you there. It's a big holiday show for us.
Mm-hmm.
It's our Christmas party. I am going to start with Taylor. This is interesting. She has plenty of merch. You can go to, I think it's like TaylorSwift.com, store.TaylorSwift.com. She did a holiday collection. There's a lot of things like ornaments and table runners that say that they'll have.
I hate table runners. Is that the thing down the middle of the table?
It is.
What the hell is that? What is the point of that? It doesn't cover the table. So if I'm like, what is it for?
That's a great question.
So tell me.
You why do you think I know?
Because you're that lady. Because you're all, I
don't own a table runner.
I watch Martha Stewart and all the other ladies who tell you what to do, including
my mom. No one's ever like explained what is that for. You know what it is?
I have one on my table right now.
Is it over? Is it all by itself or is there a tablecloth under it?
Nope, it's all by itself. And by the way, the spot I sit, it has ruined that little piece of it.
Oh, are you at the end of the table?
Well, yes.
The head of the table?
No, so when we eat in the kitchen.
Yes.
There's a table in the kitchen, a round table.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm eating alone, I go in the dining room and sit at this one table and it's the head of this, or the I don't know what you'd call that.
The small end of the table. Got it.
That's where I sit, and I sit there and look at the computer and eat or whatever. But that table runner is just so pointless that I want to fling it out of my way.
If you're there at the end of the table, it must be hanging into your lap.
Right down the middle.
Right. Couldn't you fling it out of the way and then replace it when you were done?
Yeah, but back to my point. What is the point?
Yeah.
Of the table runner. Is it decorative only?
I'm going to guess it is decorative only.
And do you like it?
I'm not anti it. I really haven't ever explored.
Would you like one for Christmas?
Feelings
of, your birthday's next week.
What
you
does
want
it look
one?
Like? Yeah, what does it look like? What's on it? Is it like a holiday one?
A red and white checkers.
No, I don't want that one.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll find a different one. I would like a solid color over my floral tablecloth.
I'll take it.
Want a table runner?
You know what? Why do you guys have such feelings about table runners? I had no idea that this would be.
Well, I it's just free. I say anything. If somebody says, "Do you want something?"
Oh.
I just say yes.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
I see
sure.
What this is.
I'll put it up. I'll put it on.
You want a Wolverine?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, what are you going to do with it? Are you going to eat it?
A Wolverine?
Is that what's happening here?
I don't know.
Oh, you mean like an actual Wolverine? I thought you meant like Wolverine. No. Like, yeah, I'd love to have him around. It'd be great.
No. No, I just, you know, it's like the accessories thing. I've definitely seen there are women who accessorize their outfits and they do a great job. And yet there are times when you see something and you go, that, huh?
They look nice, though.
Like you bought that thing. And what is that for? What does that do?
Mm. And sometimes they have an explanation. Other times they look at you blankly, kind of like I'm doing to you right now.
Well, someone gave me popsicle earrings and I wear them. What? Okay. I don't know why, but.
Yeah.
Accessories. Again, sometimes they make sense. Sometimes they do not. Well, like the table runner.
Are you talking popsicles?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah,
I don't know. I don't
know.
What,
just anything that, you know.
He's just like really anti right, just stuff imagine right now. I don't understand it. He's like the, honestly, it's the funnest part about this whole show today is your reaction to the table runner. Like, I don't know that I've ever met anyone with an opinion about a table. Like, I know what one is. I'm sure I've used one. Maybe, but I've just never like pondered, but you're right. Like what it's only decorative. Is it where you lay like your centerpiece and yes. Like, maybe some of the dishes go on there? Like, is that what this is? What is this? Is it just a layer of protection for the table?
310 says table runners are for people who spend money on useless crap they were told to buy from influencers.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. It's one of those things where I go, I don't know. It's the same thing.
Do you think it makes your table look dressier? Like when you walk by your dining room.
If I ask Christina why that's there, she would say it's there because it's decorative. I'm sure that's what she'd say.
She makes it look like, no, does it match some other color in the room? Is it like the fabric of the curtains matches the
tan,
runner?
Okay. So it's matches anything.
Not well, isn't your room gray? Gray and tan?
No.
No. Is it a tan room?
I think it's white.
Oh, well, that's fine then. It's all set. So she knows what she's doing. I was a little bit.
Table runners protect your table from decorative additions. Yeah, like candlesticks. That's what it's there for. There's candles on it, and there's some vase in the middle.
Oh, okay. Well, that actually does kind of make sense, although why not just throw on a tablecloth, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
Or nothing at all.
You know, I wonder if it's like the answer to the person who doesn't feel like ironing tablecloths. Like, well, I'll just throw a table runner on there, and then when I'm done with that, I'll just roll it up.
If you have a nice, beautiful table, you want people to see the table, but you want to protect it, so you put the table runner down and put the stuff.
Oh, so you still see what a lovely table it is, but now you can have your candles and your vase and all your.
I don't know.
It does. Mm. To me, I always think of the table runner as being a thing that goes on to like somebody's fancy table. Like when I've really never thought about it before, but yes, it's. On your holiday, I bet you you can't find a picture of a holiday table in the Williams-Sonoma catalog that doesn't have a table runner down the middle of it, right? Or Pottery Barn. Pottery Barn will sell you one.
It appears to be there specifically to protect from the vase and the candles that Christina has set on the table full time, even though we're not eating in there. Okay.
So back to Taylor Swift. I mean, I get, you know, we're 5 minutes. I'm invested now in this table runner conversation. So one of the lines from one of her songs is lay the table with the fancy S. That's a Taylor Swift lyric. And so and I guess that's the song called Tolerate It. And so if you want there's a zillion things that you can buy here. Let me see if I can find I'm sorry. It's already sold out. Forget it. You can't even have the Taylor Swift table runner. I'm sorry I brought it up. You can't have it, but what you can get are she's got all of these little ornaments for your Christmas tree, but they're all Taylor Swift style. Like there's one that is, it's a ribbon. So you'd hang it, you know, that's where you hang it. And the ribbon says Taylor Swift on it. And then the ornament itself is an envelope that says to past me. As in a letter that you wrote to yourself. And then there's.
I don't like that.
Oh, there's a blood moon vinyl ornament, little teeny thing. And then there's a Midnight's mahogany vinyl ornament. They're like little vinyl records. Yeah, there's all kinds. You know what? There's actually a pretty cute bunch of ornaments on here. And little bejeweled rings and stuff. Oh, man. And honestly, I will say, there's a lot of places that will gouge you I mean, there's a V-neck cropped sweater for $70. There's a t-shirt for, well, I mean, $40 for a t-shirt. That's,
what are you talking about?
I'm just saying,
the whole thing is
bad.
A gouge. No.
Oh, it's not. Well, but here's the thing. It's Taylor Swift stuff. She could double those prices and Swifties would go, yeah, okay.
All right.
But she's got a big holiday collection. Anyway, if you're interested.
Do you want to know the history of table runners?
Nope.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
What if, what if there's something actually interesting
there? Sorry I said anything. They're fine. I love them. Let's move on. Next story.
By the way, there's a gemstone ring in her collection that, mm-hmm. of course, every Swiftie has already been to this merchandise site. And they think, the Swifties think it's a clue to her next Taylor's version release. They think the order of the gemstones represent her album releases, which apparently would mean her self-titled one is next. I don't know. I don't know the order, and I don't know the colors of each of these things. That hasn't been confirmed, but just so you know, there are people out there, that's what they're pondering. They're pondering the importance of a table runner, which it's very important, it turns out, because it is sold out, and the importance of what the next Taylor's version release will be. So it's a holiday collection. If you're, you know, someone hard to buy for that likes Taylor Swift, you're all set. Oh, do you have the Kelly Clarkson thing? So, as you know, Kelly Clarkson does Kellyoke mm-hmm. every day on her show, which is brilliant. She gets up there and sings some popular song of today or yesteryear or, you know, whatever song's on her mind. And she said...
she is flexing big
yeah.
daily.
And this is an interesting one. During one of the Kellyoke performances this week, Kelly Clarkson put a country spin on one of our favorite songs, Sabrina Carpenter's Please, Please, Please. Mm. Afterwards, she said, ever since I heard this song, for some reason, I hear like Dolly Parton singing it as well. It lends itself to country for me. So I asked my band if we could make it more of a country version. And so here is a little bit. Right there, because I believe this is the actual way that Sabrina Carpenter says it. They bleeped out an F word. You know, don't embarrass me, little sucker.
Mm-hmm.
She said the actual word and they went ahead and bleeped it. So, which actually, I meant to ask you about this because I know that when we play, like, say, Olivia Rodrigo,
mm-hmm.
and she does swear on her record.
A lot.
And so... I was surprised when I went home and played that record for myself and went, oh my God, she keeps, oh, it just keeps scaring me, you know, because as a radio person, I'm constantly like, oh no, I swear.
Well, as a parent, you're like, whoa, well, the kids are hearing
that's my
all
question.
The,
oh, what do you it? Get the, ex, do you allow the explicit version? Does
I do.
It default to that?
That's the version we have, yes.
And so do the kids walk around singing that or do you say... all the words but that one.
They're pretty careful about it, but I don't have an edited version, no.
Right.
So, you know, but they got into that. I want to say it's, I'm not blaming their mom, but their mom is the last word on certain things like that. Like,
right.
I don't,
and so she's.
I truly don't care about cuss words. I don't think that's going to send you to hell, and I don't think that's the end of the world.
Right.
What I don't want my kids on, I don't want them on fentanyl.
Like, oh, yes.
There's things where I'm going to freak
list,
out and lose
things.
My crap. And there's things where you want to dye your hair. I really don't care.
Mm. That hair grows back.
Super safe in comparison to smoking doobie weed and getting drunk.
You should put up a little bit of a fight so that they feel like they're rebelling against you.
So I'm going to pick my battles and Olivia's album plays in full at
so
my house.
So my question is, when you play, I'm just assuming that you're playing Sabrina Carpenter at your house because the kids are of that age. So, mm-hmm. Is that one also full of swear words?
I would, to answer it, I don't know specifically because I haven't been around for Sabrina. To answer that question, though, I would say probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't
mean,
know,
I'm sure
I
there's
didn't
people
know if that was
freaking
one of the ones
out
you were...
hearing that. Like, what are you... trying to kill those kids? I'm not trying to kill the kids.
No.
But I'm
trying
also,
to keep those kids alive.
When I
keep
was 11 at Isla's age, I was listening to punk rock. Mm. And it didn't kill me.
No.
Other things were close. And those are the things that I'm worried about as well. But I'm not concerned with music. Music is art.
It is art.
And not dangerous.
Right.
In my opinion.
Yep.
And I grew up with...
I certainly don't want them walking around saying all
kinds of bad
words. What
was that? Parent... Tell parent... PTC... What was the Tipper Gore thing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
they're, rental they advisory.
They put stickers on everything, yeah. And they were trying to ban...
Explicit parental advisory...
Something like that.
Sticker, something.
Whatever it is, I didn't need it, and I didn't care about it, and I'm glad it's gone.
All right. What have you got coming up, Vin?
So much stuff. Hold on.
All right.
How about Fast Facts?
Okay, I love them.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Oh. Sorry, I didn't mean to sing that loud. Kind of ruined the end there.
What did you call that? Athletic beer?
Oh, yeah, that's the brand of non-alcoholic beer that Maddie likes.
Oh, it's called Athletic Beer.
It's called Athletic Brewing Company.
Oh.
Yeah, it's very popular.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yes, I didn't mean to make it sound like it was athletic.
Yeah. I'm asking because I thought that was super interesting. You said, do you want athletic? What do you want for your athletic beer?
Yeah, I guess John is saying that there are three different kinds.
Oh,
IPA, Mexican, or golden. And, you know, which one did...
What did you choose?
I like the near beer. Golden.
Golden.
Yeah, you know, he hasn't answered me back, though. I think he might have grabbed you Mexican. Sorry.
Oh, boy.
That's fine. I've never
that
had
Kohl's
it.
Kohl's from last time,
and
too.
And I like
so,
the other, yeah. I'm not real picky about it.
That's a huge market now, the non-alcoholic beer. I mean, I guess it always has been, but I've never bought it for anybody before. And so, like, John's like, oh, my God, the choices are endless. What do I buy?
Wow.
I can actually now get it even back home when I go to West Virginia at the local watering hole.
West Virginia.
Yeah.
Oh, you go to the bar and order an athletic beer?
It's the only place to see people where I grew up.
Oh, you gotta go. Well, that's where all the kids are.
Yeah. So. Everybody brings their kids and we all hang out. And they get loaded on Budweiser.
Oh, Budweiser? Yeah. What do they call it?
Budweiser.
Budweiser. Okay. Hey, you guys. It's Alice at 97.3. It is Friday, all the live long day, mm-hmm. And Taylor Swift's closing night of the Eras Tour could be yours. You could be there. You've been hearing about this Eras Tour for a couple years now, and maybe you've been like, oh, man, I really wish I could go. Well, we may have your way in. Just log into the free Odyssey app and listen to Alice for at least 1 hour to get your daily entry. You can do that cumulatively. 5 minutes here, 20 minutes there. You get the entry, and you might win a trip for two to see Taylor Swift at her final Eras Tour stop in Vancouver, Canada, round-trip airfare for two, and a two-night hotel stay.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Alice in Winterland Sponsorship.
Oh.
Bay Area business owners and decision makers, be part of something legendary with Alice in Winterland. Join us as a sponsor to create a lasting brand memory at an unforgettable event. Reach thousands of engaged fans and bring your message to life.
Oh.
Don't miss out. Connect with us today to get involved. Just email advertisesf@odyssey.com to find out more information about Alice in Winterland sponsorship.
Well done.
Here's what's happening. It's a nice day out. Blue skies overhead here in downtown San Francisco as we broadcast from Studio 9, and you should see mostly clear skies today with no rain expected. There is snow expected in Tahoe, so that is great. The Niners play on Sunday versus Seattle at 1 o'clock. It's a home game.
Boom.
Go Niners.
Ow. Boom, 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 boom.
Here's what's happening. How about a fast fact?
You know I love fast facts.
You know, this is, I've never heard this before, but I have this.
What do you have?
I'm going to tell you. I think I have this. Batman's obsession with bats is due to a psychological response to fear and anxiety called counterphobic attitude. It involves a person actively seeking out the sources of things that frighten them in hope of overcoming their fears and becoming a stronger person.
Say the name of the thing again.
Counterphobic attitude.
A counter, as in, I'm afraid of heights. I am going to find ways to be high places and be afraid.
All of the punk rockers at the skate park, all the older dudes were like scary, but I was attracted to that and would pursue it. And it was something that I like. You remember when you were a little kid, you're like, I'm afraid to talk in front of people or I'm afraid.
Yeah.
I would go and pursue that to try and conquer it, I guess. 100%. But as I read that, I thought, oh, my God, like all the tattooed gnarly guys. I'd be like, you know, they'd go. Where'd this kid come from?
Okay, mister.
I'd be standing right next to
him. What's that tattoo all about right there? What's that tattoo about?
I really believe a lot of people do this.
Do you have any ocean fear? I mean, you don't like sharks. I know that.
Nobody likes sharks. I've had definitely life scary experiences, but no, it wasn't that. That wasn't the same for me, but definitely I remember the early, and like at a skate park, when you go to the skate park, one of the easiest but scariest things is just standing at the top with your board and dropping in down a wall.
Yeah.
Like,
that's just what you do. You got to do it.
It's the first thing you got to get over. You got to do it. And, you know, I'd be there with all the big dudes and I'd put my board down and then they'd go like, are you going? And I'd grab my board and go, not yet.
I know that feeling. I know that.
Gonna stand here on the precipice for as long as you'll let me, though.
But that's what you have to do until you go, I'm going. And then, you know what? The dudes who've seen you fight through that respect you a little bit.
Mm.
Not a lot. You've been wasting their time.
Plus, you're all a bunch of kids.
But so. A little bit. A little bit. You earned a little bit. Right. Anyway, counterphobic attitude.
I kind of
feel like a lot of people go after that. Young people.
I feel like that's sort of a cool, it's a cool thing that we can talk about now because of that word.
Don't you think that young people pursue adult situations because they're trying to be more grown up and because they're trying to conquer that, like,
get over that hump,
that child in them.
Maybe, yeah.
I don't know, maybe not. Pineapples were such a major status symbol in Europe in the 1700s, you could rent one to take to a party. Buying one could cost the equivalent of $8,000 in today's dollars.
Oh my God. A pineapple.
They're delicious.
They really are good.
The time machine in Back to the Future was not originally a DeLorean. It was a refrigerator.
Oh.
Robert Zemeckis. We know that guy.
We do.
We worked with him.
Yeah, we've worked
on a film, one of our pictures.
Zach. We've worked with him.
Yeah. Your craft.
Robert Zemeckis, our guy,
yeah.
was worried it would lead to kids locking themselves in refrigerators, so he changed it.
I thought it just because cars are so much sexier than refrigerators.
Well, they are.
And how are you going to get a refrigerator up to 88 miles per hour?
Right.
That's funny.
Karl Marx's last words were, quote, last words are for fools who haven't said enough.
It's pretty good.
It's okay, but you better die like right after that. Otherwise, you there's really just a thud. You know, like you need to go last words are for fools who haven't said enough. You know, that's got to be the end. Otherwise, they're like,
did they chop off Karl Marx's head? Did someone say, give us your last words?
I don't know, but I'm thinking like right after he said that, did someone go, do you want some pudding? Well, yeah.
So, yes, to pudding. He died of, bronchitis and pleurisy. In 1883, exacerbated by an abscess in his lung.
Ugh. Have you ever left a concert or sporting event early to beat the traffic?
Yes. Like every single time.
80% of Americans say they've done that. Yeah, I mean, that is one of the things.
So when you're watching everyone start to stream out and you go, yeah, I'm going to jump in that line there. I'm going to also stream out.
The times I've waited and been last in line and you're with everyone and then you realize, man, I wish I would have left here a lot sooner because that line out is hours long. If you're at a Niner game, forget it. You're going to it takes hours to leave that place if you wait till the game's over. Anyway.
Yeah, you find yourself in trouble.
Californians catch a bunch of crap. I remember they've shown games in L.A. specifically where they'll show the Dodgers fans leaving in the seventh at the seventh inning stretch. Well, there's the people trying to beat the traffic. And you just, yeah. Pretty typical.
And they also don't show up till the third inning.
They're late.
I mean, like, I go to Dodger games. I live in LA. I'm like, where is everybody? Oh, it's not the third inning yet. And boom, third inning, everybody's there.
Oh.
Late to come.
First to leave.
Yep. 74% of people say they'd go to more events if they knew traffic wouldn't be such a nightmare.
Yeah, honestly, part of my anxiety with anything I do is where am I going to park? Like, I think that's one of the reasons I love Uber so much. Like, I don't know. Now a car is simply not a worry of mine.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Excuse me.
408 says, hi, guys. Happy Friday. I'm taking a break from arranging my table runner to...
That's funny.
Would you mind going over the contest info? Are we allowed to text in more than once? How are we notified of what are we talking? Which contest is this one for?
Well, it might be for the Alice in Winterland tickets, which are texted in. You text the word to. I really do believe that
you get a response.
You get a response on your text number.
Yeah.
That you texted from, and so if you're texting us at 800-400-3697, you are not texting the right number. It's 20357. Boom. That is the contest number. If you've texted that correctly, you will get a text back. That says you're entered.
415 says, alone in Target, cursing in music and stealing sea glass. You're one piece of work, Vin. I am not a role model. I don't know what to tell you.
Stealing sea glass. How dare you steal natural resources off the beach?
Can you believe that? No. I think about that because
I've
been at the edge of the ocean after a surf recently, actually, and was, you know, looking around. Just standing there looking. Oh, there's a piece. And I'm thinking about how someone's telling me that I'm stealing
natural resources.
Okay. Well, you can text anything, can't you?
You really can.
How dare you?
Man.
The horror.
Hi, guys. Good morning. I grew up in a home that did not censor our music or pretty much anything. We watched and turned out just fine. I'm with you, Vinny.
Yeah.
How about a game?
Oh, that sounds great. Let's do a game.
Oh, my gosh.
Why are you laughing so hard and smiling so devilishly
really
about
this
game?
So I had originally put together a really nice Mike Tyson game for everybody.
Oh, that's fun.
But I decided to throw that one out, and we're doing a game about table runners.
Oh.
Yes.
You're telling me you found enough information about table runners to create an entire game.
People did not enjoy that segment, and I really, after I brought it up, I realized, who cares about table runners?
Why didn't they enjoy it?
There was a lot of texting about it.
Yeah.
Oh.
This is it. You'll find this game very interesting.
Okay, let's.
Table runners are more interesting than you know.
Probably not, but okay. Who's first?
Vin, since he hates this game so much. All right. Table runners originated in which historical period? The Victorian era, medieval times, or ancient Rome?
Medieval.
I'm going ancient Rome.
Vinny.
Vinny,
is correct.
Medieval.
It is medieval
right.
times. Which material was most commonly used for table runners in the 18th century? Silk, linen, or cotton?
Cotton.
I'm going to say silk, Bob.
You're both wrong. It was linen. All right.
I don't like that.
What is a table runner commonly paired with to complete a formal dining arrangement? A second table runner? Napkins to match the fabric of the table runner? Or a tablecloth?
Your first one.
Napkins to match.
All right, then I'll go with tablecloth.
Tablecloth is correct. I was also... Yeah, I was with you on that.
You know what I like on a table? What are those things called?
Food? Oh, placemats.
I like that. Put that down.
Why do you like that?
Because I
just feel like it's one more thing to clean.
Well,
I need it.
Oh,
yeah, I make a mess.
What I was trying to say is when I sit down, that stupid table runner doesn't actually cover enough of where I'm eating.
Oh, so you're saying you're sort of falling off
the edges
of it.
And then the material has some, like, you know, decorative stuff in it. So whatever thing has spilled into it has to be kind of popped out of there because it's like a, it's not lace, but it's like a,
like embroidered.
Yeah, like that.
Like layered.
I've too many times I've been eating and going, what is this thing doing here?
Yeah, you should just get out. It is decorative and probably not washable, or, you know, it would have to be completely reshaped and maybe ironed.
The spot where I sit then is ruined for good.
All right. Who's first on this next one? I think it's me. This
okay,
fourth
we'll
question?
Go with you. Yeah, it's fourth question.
All right.
A runner pattern that features alternating geometric shapes is most likely inspired by which culture? Japanese, Scandinavian, or Aztec?
Aztec.
Scandinavian.
Sarah.
Ooh. All right, Vinny, you're first on this one. And so he can tie it up here.
And I have a tiebreaker.
Oh, okay.
What is the recommended width for a standard table runner? 6 to 8 inches, 12 to 16 inches, or 18 to 22 inches?
6 to 8 inches, Bob.
I'll say
Okay, yeah, six. I just will.
I'm saying the second, the middle one, 12 to 18 or whatever it was.
Oh, the people's champion. Is a champion no more.
Oh.
Table runners did him in. That you were right, Sarah.
Oh,
it is 12 to 16 inches.
Hey, listen to this text. Right. Have you heard Johnny Knoxville and Elma Baker's podcast called Pretty Sure I Can Fly? Each episode, they interview a different thrill seeker, and there's lots of counterphobic attitudes there.
Oh, that's so funny.
It's
like,
worth
that's
a listen.
Why they get so good
I'm
at something, because they're
you,
just trying to conquer that fear.
That is that weird feeling like you trying to... I'm afraid, but I'm also drawn to it.
Yeah. I don't really have that. I'm like perfectly satisfied with, nope, I'm scared of that. Like the things I'm scared of, like I would not want to be buried alive. So I'm not going to practice being buried alive.
Well,
like,
that's
I don't,
not, there's not, no one wants to be buried alive. That's
well, I mean,
not,
maybe there are some people
who
like
some
to
important
be,
business first.
Oh.
Sarah won the game of trivia. I guess she wiped the floor with you.
Yeah. All right, you guys, goodbye. Make sure you're listening to Jane this afternoon for your chance at more tickets for Alice in Winterland, including a possibility of front row tickets with a meet and greet with One Republic. Also, Jane mentioned to me earlier, we were talking about Gwen Stefani. She's got a record out today. She did a Zoom with Gwen, and it's on her Instagram. And it's a lot of fun. She's
Rad.
In such a good place, says Janie. So have a great Friday. Have a wonderful weekend. Go Niners, and we'll see you back here on Monday.
Thank you.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.